Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Several impassioned fans have shown up, very frustrated with the state of the Browns after the latest contract reworking of Deshaun Watson. Daryl will talk about that coming up in about 20 minutes, but... could you use a palate cleanser? It's been 2 hours of the show. Could you lose a little bit? One?
I think everybody could use a palate cleanser.
All
yes.
Right. So, do you remember, okay, Mitchell Schwartz's brother, Jeff, do you remember he was also an NFL offensive lineman? I knew him a little bit from when he lives in Charlotte.
Now I just know him arguing with people on Twitter, but yeah.
But he posted a video that him and his wife and his family got back from Utah at like 9 p.m. yesterday. And he had a video of his wife. And what's funny about this, his wife, Jeff's like 6'7", like 300 pounds still. His wife is like an average-sized woman, and she was carrying out like a 10-foot Christmas tree, dragging it out of their house on the day after Christmas at 9 p.m. because she couldn't wait to have the tree out of her house. And I thought to myself, that seemed a little obsessive.
A little obsessive, like...
it was a very violent drag of the tree. I kind of felt bad for
like
the tree.
That's like some Grinch-level stuff right there. Like, you're that upset that the tree's been in your house this whole time that you got to drag it out of there at the moment you get home from a trip celebrating Christmas?
It sure seemed like in Jeff's presentation of it on social media that she was ready to be done with the Christmas spirit.
So what is the appropriate time to take down your tree? Because I did, like... you know, it's funny. We literally were driving back on Christmas night because we went to my mother-in-law's on Christmas night. She lives in, like, the Youngstown area.
Mm-hmm.
And we were driving back on Christmas night, and this house that – it's not really down the street from us, but, like, on one of these side streets that we come on – we drive on to get to our house. These people already had the tree at the curb.
Yeah.
The next morning – I'm guessing the garbage people probably came for their area the next day. Ours came on Tuesday. Theirs must have come on Thursday. And so I saw it there, and I was like – man, they really wasted no time. Like, got opened all the presents, and they were like, all right, we're getting the tree out of here. And I was like, that seems a little quick. In my household, we like to prolong it a little bit. Like, I mean, I'm not saying leave it up till, you know, middle of January or anything, but, like, I think you at least leave it up through New Year's Day, no? Like, doesn't that make some sense?
With respect, I don't necessarily – I don't like when people try and centralize, like, this is the right day to have it. If you want to have it up for 3 weeks, that's fine. I just can't wrap my head around Christmas. Is so we had four different Christmases in 4 days.
Yeah.
So by the day after Christmas, the last thing I wanted to do was tear all the ornaments off, all the lights off, take the tree topper off, then take it out of its stand and try and find, like, that was the last thing.
You got to find the pickle in the middle of the tree that you hid very well.
Does everybody play hide the pickle? I did not play hide the pickle.
I mean, there might be different variations of hide the pickle for different people.
Well, no, you're saying hide the pickle in a tree. I've never hid the pickle in a tree.
We do that in my house, yeah. We hide it. Usually the person has to find it, and that person gets to open their first present. That's usually how it works for Christmas.
But there's three of you.
Well, we have, like, other relatives, like my brother-in-law, my
You let the other people hide the pickle?
If they want. They want to jump in. It's
all right. I mean, very modern. Very modern. Very good for you guys.
It is 2024, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Almost 2025.
That's true. New year. New you.
Yeah. Maybe it's been the same me. I don't know.
Guys, we can't play. We can't. I mean, it's time to hide the pickle, right? It's 2025. What are we doing here? Now, to me, there's just so much. If it was just as easy as, like, hey, all right, that tree's done. But it's not. There's so much
that goes
work.
Into it. You got to vacuum up the needles after you get it. Yeah.
And here's the thing. Kids love decorating the tree. You know what kids don't love to do?
Taking the tree down.
Take the stuff off the tree and put it away. So it's even more work for the parents after Christmas than it is putting the darn thing up at the beginning of December.
If you're somebody that literally was dragging it out like the day of Christmas, like after the presents were done, or like the next day.
That feels like you had a bad Christmas.
Well, I was going to say, you either had a terrible Christmas or you legitimately hate Christmas. Yeah, you just can't stand the holiday.
That's the real war on Christmas,
like,
right?
Like,
there.
I know JP was talking about how he put his tree up for like on Monday when I was working the 2020 shift. Like, he had just put his tree up like the day before, and it was like 3 days before Christmas. How quickly do you think they took their tree? He took his tree down after putting it up. Is he even going to let it stay up for like a week?
He's got a wedding today, so it's not. But I would be surprised if it was still.
But did he take it down yesterday? No, he was hosting with you yesterday, so there's no way he took it down.
Yeah, I would be surprised though if it's.
So
still
it's going to make it at least
a
week, because it'll probably make it through the weekend because they have a wedding today. And then they'll probably recover tomorrow and do the whole but, Sunday, Monday it'll be.
But I'll be honest with you.
What's even the point of putting it up if you're only going to put it up for a week?
I got to be honest with you. I paid for a tree.
So
this last couple years.
And trees are expensive.
Yeah, if I'm gonna put, whether it's $80, $100, I've seen people spend. There was a tree at the One Tree Farm.
We spent over $100
on it. It was like a 15-foot tree. It was like $250. It was a gigantic tree. It was beautiful, by the way. I was so jealous. I wish my house was big enough to have that. But no, like, and I remember thinking, like, every time I look at it and think, I'll go throw that on the fire pit. That'll be the first thing we burn when the weather changes. Every time I'm like, paid money on it. Got to get the extra week out of it.
I'm with you. I mean, the other part of this, too, is like my wife is not like Jeff Schwartz's wife where – clearly, she has something against Christmas. I don't know if she was like had a bad experience as a child or something.
Or maybe it was just to this Christmas.
Maybe Santa only brought her coal, and she's just never liked it. But regardless, I am somebody like my wife loves Christmas. Like, if she can listen to Christmas music like year round,
she would.
I stop her. Yeah. I tell her like no. And then usually I make her wait.
Yeah, I didn't realize I was working with Harrison.
I mean,
Butcher
she might
here.
Still do it. She might still listen to Christmas music in her car on the way to work. I have no idea what she listens to on the car on the way to work.
Can you turn
off
the Elvis Christmas
at home,
song and make me
In the middle
sandwich.
Of June, she'll like jokingly play like a Christmas song in the morning just to like annoy me, and I'll be like, "Stop it, turn it off right now." But no,
I do like Ken Carman says his marriage is like 1950s, and you're like, it's fine. Mine's in the 1920s.
I mean, that's the only thing I really have any sort of authority over. So, so I'm the person who's like, let's like not go too soon to Christmas. So for her, it's like as soon as Halloween's over, it's like, okay, I'm in Christmas mode. For me, I'm like, give me a couple weeks. But yeah, so because of that, we leave the tree up even longer. Like, we'll leave the tree up until probably next weekend,
I would say. So if you say, like, what's the longest the tree should stay up, there's no max to me. You want to have that sucker up on the 15th of January, go get it.
You know what's...
But if you're getting rid of that tree one day after Christmas, I have some questions for you. Like, let me help you. Like, let's get some therapy going. That's just a little extra grinchy. Go ahead and talk, because I got to take a picture.
I agree. It's too much. Oh, just you're in the picture. Okay. No, it is very grinchy of you if you are taking your tree down that soon. Now, I will say, there is a house not in our neighborhood, but one of like the extended neighborhoods that we walk past when we take Jackson out for walks sometimes. And this house, legitimately, from last Christmas, they kept their tree up. And we started noticing like in the spring, like, their tree's still up. And so I thought it was like, okay, these people must be like older. They probably like leave and go to Florida after Christmas. Mm-hmm. And like they just come back in like April and take their tree down. Whatever. Nope. Still there in April.
I respect it.
In May.
Yep.
Through the summer. We haven't gone to walk recently because it was too cold. But like, I don't know if they just kept the same tree from last year and it's still up in their house. And I wonder like who, like you can walk past their house and in their living room where the tree is, there's a bunch of other Christmas decorations. There's just like big like life-size Grinch.
Fine.
There's all kinds of stuff. I'm so curious about what's going on in this house that they don't take their tree down.
I would rather you live Christmas for 365 then the day after Christmas, you're like, no,
but
Merry
the problem
Christmas,
is, I don't think these
no
people
Christmas
live
tree.
Christmas because I don't even know if they're there. It's just like a house of
so
Christmas.
They passed away.
I don't know. There's cars there, and like there's different cars there. Somebody's clearly taking
Could it be
care
like
of
a front.
Somebody is taking care of the house, but there's nobody that's ever like
this
taking
sounds,
the decorations.
Sounds like a
maybe
like
it
a,
is
like a trap house
yeah,
or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
we got to get to the bottom
there
of this.
There is one. Also a restaurant down the street that we're like, I never see anybody there. That must be a front. They are laundering money through this restaurant. It has to be the only explanation.
216-474-0092. What's the quickest you've ever taken down a tree? I'll be honest, this is not a great look. I don't think I've ever taken down a Christmas tree before the first of the year.
Why is that a bad look? I think that's
normal.
That's what it should be.
Guys,
I just said ours is going to be up till next weekend.
I don't know if I've ever taken one before the 10th of January.
I don't think
the longer that thing stays up, the more I'm like, that's a lot of work.
The good Christians out there.
I work enough.
The Christians out there would tell you the Christmas season goes until the three wise men show up, and that's not even until like January 15th. So you're fine. The 10th is fine.
Got some interesting Christian details here from the man with a household from the 1920s. Daryl Ryder next on 92.3 The Fan.